Denver. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old Doc Peabody Advice Bureau has suggested that Lum pose as an accomplished singer to win the favor of Miss Emily, inasmuch as she has expressed an interest in singing. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store and library discussing the merits of this plan. Listen.
I tell you, Abner, it ain't no good. It just won't work.
Now, Lum, you ain't give it a chance yet.
Yes, I did, too. I give it a good try last night. And I tell you, your advice just ain't no good.
Well, I know it's good now. It's your own fault if it never worked. Did you tell her that you was a great baritone singer?
Well, I dropped a few hints.
Yeah, but did you actually get up and sing for her?
Yeah. Or, that is... Well, Abner, you can't all of a sudden just stand up in the middle of somebody's parlor and start singing On the Road to Mandalay.
Why can't you?
Well, you just can't, that's all.
I don't know why not. Miss Emmeline said that she could sit there for hours and listen to a deep, mellow baritone voice sing that song, didn't she?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I tried to work it in some way, but somehow it just didn't seem like the thing to do.
Well, whereabouts was you at? Over at the boarding house?
Yeah, we sat there in the parlor for at least an hour, I believe it was.
Well.
I taken the school budget for next term over there and went over that with her. That was the excuse I used.
Uh-huh. Then what happened?
Well, we went over the budget, and that's about all.
Well, didn't you try singing at all?
Well, I did try some humming.
Humming? Well, that's no good, Lum. You gotta come right out flat-footed and sing the words if you want to get someplace. That humming ain't no good.
Well, I thought I'd start out with just low humming and then work up to some good, long, loud meter singing.
But you never got that far, huh?
No, it's a curious thing, but every time I'd start humming, somebody sitting in the parlor there would get up and start the gramophone.
Well, were there some other folks sitting in the parlor besides you and Miss Emily?
Oh, yeah. Some of the other boarders were sitting there reading newspapers.
Oh.
Sort of peeking over the top of their papers at me and Miss Emily. And that one old woman there, I forget what her name is right now.
You mean old Miss Agathy Oliver?
Yeah, that's one, Miss Agathy. She didn't even bother to hold a newspaper up in front of her. Just sat there and stared right direct at us the whole time I was there.
Oh, yeah, she's a stir, that Agathy. Yeah, she can.
I don't know of anything that makes you feel as uncomfortable as having somebody stare at you.
Hmm.
I know good and well I couldn't get up and sing with her sitting there.
Yeah, well, tell me some more about this humming. You say that every time you started, somebody turned on the gramophone, huh?
Yeah, it happened every time. Just a coincidence, I reckon.
Well, why didn't you just... sort of sang along with the gramophone record then.
Well, I thought of that, but they never played On the Road to Mandalay.
Well, why didn't you sing whatever they were playing? That would have given her a sample of your Miller baritone voice.
Well, about all they played was that Whistler and His Dog. You can't sing that.
No, I reckon not. That ain't exactly a romantic song, I don't believe.
I did try to whistle along with it, though. Because there's some whistling in it right along there at the end.
Yeah, I know. I've heard it. We used to have it over at our place.
But that never worked out neither.
Never, huh?
Every time I'd try to join in with the whistling, some dog would start barking. You embarrassed me half to death.
Well, Lum, that dog barking is right on the record.
Huh?
That weren't no actual dog doing that. That's part of the record.
Are you sure about that?
I know it is. It's on there.
Well, I was fun too, good.
Sure, I told you. We used to have that record ourselves over at the place. Fact is, I used to bring my dog, Old Blue, into the parlor there and play that record over for him. I know he enjoyed it. Something wonderful, you know.
I hardly believe that.
Well, he did. He'd sit there wagging his tail. Then when the record had come to the barking place, why, he'd bark right back at it. Yes, bark. I tell you, there's quite a friendship struck up twixt Old Blue and that record.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, it's the truth, Mom. You know that when Little Pearl accidental stepped on that record and broke it, about 6 years ago, Old Blue, he sulked around there for months.
Sulked?
He done it, crawled clean back up under the house, and we couldn't even get him to come out for his meals. He just might not waste it away.
Well, I don't know whether to believe that or not, but I know that my singing never affected Miss Emmeline like that record did your dog. I know that.
Well, I still say that you never give this singing idea enough of a chance, Lon. How great of a singer did you tell her you was?
Oh, I don't know. Them things are hard to say, Abner.
Well, I don't think they're so hard to say. They weren't hard for me to say.
Yeah, but when you're sitting there... Wait a minute. Have you been talking to Miss Emmeline?
Well, not just right plumb direct. See, what I done, I told Cedric a lot of things to tell her when he went over there to school this morning.
What kind of things?
Well, just things about your deep, mellow, baritone voice, and how you were the best singer in the community, and how you always used to win all the singing contests.
Singing contests?
Yeah.
I never win a singing contest in my whole life, and you know it. You can't go around telling stories like that, Abner. You got to tell the truth.
Well, see, Lom, I never come right out flat-footed and told him that you actually win in a contest. All I done is just say, Cedric, would you be surprised if I told you Lom had won a lot of singing contests? And Cedric said, yes, Mom. Then I just let the matter drop.
You
right said
he'd be surprised.
Yeah. So now if a rumor gets started about that, I don't see how I can stop it.
Yeah, but somehow it just don't seem honest to me, Abner. Of course, it won't work no way, so I guess it don't matter none.
It would if you'd give it a chance, it'd work.
No, I've studied up a new plan to get Miss Emmeline interested in me.
A new one?
Yeah, I don't know whether it'll work or not, but it's better than standing up in the middle of the parlor singing On the Road to Mandalay, I know that.
Yeah, well, suit yourself, I don't care. I've got too many other customers to worry about just one anyway.
Here's what I sort of had in mind. See how this sounds to you.
No good. I don't like
it. Well, wait till I tell it to you. Don't start running something down. Wait a minute. I think that was our ring. You get it, Abner. I want to study on this plan of mine some more.
Yeah, you're just wasting your time, Lom. Old Doc Peabody's a place to get advice. I'll tell you. Hello. Got him down store and advice bureau company. Yeah. Old Doc Peabody doing the talking. Free advice to them that has trouble in the home. Mom? Oh, well, hello, Miss Emmeline.
Miss Emmeline? Wait a minute till I comb my hair.
You hear what? Oh, yes, Mom. Who? Sorter. Well, I reckon the reason Lom never told you is because he's so modest, you know.
Does she want to talk to me now?
Why, he's been singing for years and years. His only trouble is he's just so bashful it's hard to get him to do it, you know.
Abner, don't tell her no more about that singing stuff. I'm scared of that.
How's that, Miss Emmeline? Oh, I don't know. Just a minute. Hold the receiver. How many singing contests do you reckon you won?
Oh, I don't know about... Wait a minute. I never win no contest.
Well, think of some number she wants to know.
Abner, you may as well tell her the truth.
All right, I'll tell her the truth.
That's better.
Hello?
Tell her and get it over with.
Yeah, well, Lom says he don't know how many contests he's won. Well, you know how it is. After you won so many of them things, you just can't keep track of them anymore,
reckon. Oh, for goodness sakes, you're making it worse.
Hey, did you ever hear him sing On the Road to Mandalay? Here in Pine Ridge, I mean, but that song. Yeah, that's his favorite song. It's yours, too.
Well, please don't tell her no more of that.
Yeah, you ought to hear him sing it once. He can just stand there and sing it for hours in a deep and mellow baritone voice.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Well, of course he still sings. Well, it's hard to talk him into it, but once you get him started, you can't hardly stop him. His voice is just as good today as it was 20 years ago. Fact is, I believe it's better now. Deeper and mellower.
Emmer, you better hang up now.
How's that? Well, oh, sure, I'll hold the phone. Yes, Mom.
What did she want you to hold the phone for?
I don't know. She just said she wanted to speak to some woman that's with her. I never got the name.
Some woman?
Yeah, Logan, you ought to hear how excited Miss Emmeline is about your singing, Mom. I told you this idea of mine is going to work out good.
Yeah, but I'm feared I can't measure up to what you're saying about me. You know I can't sing that good.
Well, you can practice up a little. Won't take much. That's all you need, practice.
Do you sure not think so?
Why, sure. You've got a good singing voice. It don't actually sound so good, but you got one.
No, you're just saying that.
No, I ain't. I believe you're one of the best singers over at the church.
Well, I ain't so bad, I don't reckon.
Oh, you're loud.
Yeah, a couple of notes I'm pretty good on.
Yeah, you hit them all the time.
I know Saturday nights when I'm sitting in the wash tub in front of the stove there, I can get some of the prettiest tones on Pretty Red Wing you ever heard. Oh, the moon shines tonight on Pretty Red.
Hello? Yes, Miss Emmeline? A surprise? Well, I do know.
What is it, Edward? What is it?
Oh, Lum, I'll be tickled to death.
Of course I am.
Next week, you say that is?
Did she ask me to go to a party or something?
Why, you bet I'll tell him. I know he'll be proud to do it for you, too.
What is it, Edward?
Yes, Mom. Not at all. Goodbye.
Well, hurry up, Edward. Tell me, what is it you want?
Oh, Dolby, say, I just, that reminds me of something, too. Lum, when you're in Hot Springs next week, would you mind stopping at the 10-cent store there and getting me a new pair of spectacles?
I ain't going to be in Hot Springs next week.
Well, you have to be, Lum. That's where the contest is at.
The contest?
Yeah.
What contest?
The singing contest.
What are you talking about?
That woman with Miss Emmeline is from the Arkansas State Choral Society. Miss Emmeline just entered you to represent Pine Ridge.